Good morning empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So reflecting on past decisions serves as a powerful tool for personal growth, learning, and sharing future choices. By examining both the successes and failures of our past decisions, we gain valuable insights into our strengths, weaknesses, and patterns of behavior. These reflections enable us to make more informed, intentional decisions in the future, guiding us towards greater wisdom, maturity, and success. We are joined on the line by my pastor, Pastor Chilembo, who's going to be helping us to understand, you know, the issues of past mistakes or past choices and how, in fact, we can even learn from them. Mfundisi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you. How are you?
I am good, Mfundisi Swami. Thank you for joining us once again.
Thank you so much.
Indeed. Before we start, Mfu, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer us a word of prayer?
Okay, shall we pray together? Gracious Father, our eternal King, once again, we come before your presence. We ask for your guidance, and we ask that you open our understanding as we discuss this subject. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, how does now reflecting on past decisions contribute to personal growth and development?
Yeah, when we talk about past choices or past decisions and doing a reflection, in simple terms, we can call this as the self-reflection.
Mm-hmm.
So the path of reflecting on what you did in the past. You don't just talk about mistakes. You don't talk about the successes, but you are talking about everything put together.
Mm-hmm.
So this process, we call it self-reflection.
Mm-hmm.
And self-reflection is a powerful tool that can help us to achieve personal growth.
Mm-hmm.
It can help us to improve our overall being, you know, in every angle of our life. It may be in our spiritual walk. It may be in our mental, you know, the way we analyze things interactually, how we interact with people in a social world, as well as in our emotions.
Mm.
So it helps to gain a deeper understanding of who we are, how our emotions how we trigger our emotions, and it also helps us to check on our experiences.
Mm.
As we take this, you know, it's a very important thing in our life.
Mm.
But many of us, we, you know, when you talk about the past things, we will only talk about nice things.
Mm.
When there are nice things which happen, you say, when I was this age, this is what happened. We rarely talk about the pitfalls.
Mm.
We rarely talk about the negative things which happened in our life.
Mm.
But, you know, when you take time to reflect on your past decisions,
mm.
it really helps one to become mature.
Mm.
It helps us to explore our developments in different areas of life.
Mm.
It helps us to increase the self-awareness, improve on decision making,
yeah,
and enhance our learning skills.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend that all of us, we just take time to develop this attitude of just reflecting on the past decisions.
Mm.
This is what we call self-assessment,
mm.
which many of us, we usually neglect, or we just say, okay, you know, these are just wasting my time.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm. So Mfundisi, there are choices that we make that sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad, you know. So what are the benefits of acknowledging both the successes and the failures of our decisions? Because sometimes, you know, if it were in bed, you know, we would end up now feeling bad, you know, having guilt and everything else. When it's good, high, we are all joyous. But how is it important for us to acknowledge both of the outcomes of what has happened?
Yeah, when we talk about choices, you know, choices, we all make choices. And some choices are good choices. Some are bad choices. But the key element in us should be maturity. And maturity does not necessarily mean that every time you are making a decision, you are going to choose the right thing. There are times when we choose negative things or things which we may end up regretting. So when we are talking about the choices that we make, we must always take them as lessons which come in our lives. Every choice that we make, whether the mistakes that we have done in the past or whatever the choice we made, it must serve as a lesson for us so that we do not repeat that, but we do the right thing. So what can we learn? Here are some five things that I may encourage us to do.
Yes.
Number one, we must be able to identify when we look behind. If there's a mistake that I have made, I must be able to identify it to say, okay, here I made a mistake. When I have identified the mistake, I must be able now to analyze what made me do this mistake. And you discover that most of the mistake we make, most of the times, we just rush into making those decisions. We don't analyze, we don't look at the do's and the don'ts, the negative and the positive, what are the benefits and the disadvantages. Most of the times, the decisions that we have made which have resulted into mistakes, when we take a reflection, you discover that we made them based on our emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So also take time to reflect on your emotions. How do I react when something comes? Then, from there, the third thing that we can do is to seek feedback and advice. Have someone, you know, when you really want to learn, don't just approach your best friend. We always say, if you want to learn from your past mistakes, don't ask your mother. Because your mother, you know how caring your mother is.
Yes.
Your mother will not tell you your mistakes.
Mm.
If you want to learn from your past mistakes, look for someone who is so brave.
Mm.
Because mothers, you know, come and say, baby, it's okay. You know, these things happen. They don't want to tell you the truth.
Mm.
Go to someone who can give you proper feedback and proper advice. So if you really want to learn from the past mistakes, be brave. Go to your enemies.
Yeah.
And ask them, what do you think about what I have done? What do you think about my life? And those, you know, they will bring all the spears, all the arrows, and you feel hate. You may even cry. But maturity requires that when you do this, you must always compose yourself.
Yes.
Learn from this. And then take the next step. And the last step in this is to do experiment and practice. What are some of the practices that we can do? We must ensure that as we look at the decision making process, try out a different approach.
Mm.
If I did it this way, it didn't give me good results, or I reacted in this way.
Mm.
Try to use a different method so that at the end of the day, it really helps you to say, okay, this is how I can approach things as they come in life.
Mm, indeed, Mundis. I mean, yeah, you really took me off there when you said we must not ask our mothers. And you know, you're quite right, because we are their babies, you know, and they wanna soothe their heart. And sometimes sometimes, you know, it becomes a bit tricky for them to be harsh and stern, you know. So what can we do? There's nothing there. But now, Mundis, when we're looking at the issue of self-awareness, what role does self-awareness now play in effectively reflecting on our past decisions?
Yeah, self-awareness is another important thing of which I would say that many of us, we rarely we rarely get into this this area when we talk about self-awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Self-awareness is the ability to recognize and understand your own emotions, your thoughts, your behavior, and how they affect yourself and others. It is one of the key elements in one of the psychological section, which we call emotional intelligence, because this one has the capacity to manage and help us express our emotions in an effective way so that we build a positive relationships. Self-awareness can help you to identify your decision-making strengths. You know, when we talk about self-awareness, there are four things that we must consider. These people who do strategic planning and all those who do those things, they tell us these four things.
Mm.
They say every one of us have strengths, have weaknesses, we have threats, and we also have opportunities.
Yes.
So self-awareness should always, you know, we get into the process of doing what we call SWOT analysis.
Mm-hmm.
You begin with your...
Oh, we are losing Mpundisi there. We are losing Mpundisi there. We're speaking about all things, decisions and decisions.
What are my strengths? Then from there, what are my weaknesses? If we are able to list down three, four, five weaknesses, it will really help us to know that, okay, I am moving in this direction. Self-awareness requires that we do what we call a SWOT analysis, because
yes,
this is what makes us intelligent or emotionally intelligent.
And that is quite in good Mpundiswami, because if we don't reflect, you know, we're going to repeat the same mistakes. So now, Mpundisi, these decisions that we have made, be it good or bad in the past, how do they now shape our values, beliefs, and priorities for the future?
Yeah, the first thing that I should do, put across is that, you know, the decisions we are making.
Yeah.
Sometimes they may look to be small decisions. You know, they are small decisions. And we may think they do not add up to anything in our life.
Mm.
They don't do anything. But that simple mistake, that simple decision you make,
yes,
it contributes towards your future.
Mm.
It now, you know, when people want to talk about your personality, they look at how you make decisions, how you react to certain things.
Mm.
So it is a simple decision. When you repeat these decisions, they now form habits.
Mm.
And these habits, they give you a character.
Mm.
And your values will be attached to those things. Your beliefs will be attached to those things.
Mm.
And the way you set your priorities also, people will be able to say, okay, this person has got such a personality, cannot fit in this area.
Mm.
Meanwhile, on your own, you may think to say, no, I'm able to do this. Why are people not using me?
Yes.
Why am I not engaged in this activity?
Mm.
Based on how you talk to people, based on how you interact with them, when they give you an assignment, how you do it, all these, they now shape your values, your beliefs, and your priorities for the future.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the world today does not want to take risks.
True.
So if they find someone who they cannot fully trust, even when you trust yourself,
yes,
you have the knowledge, you have the techniques, but if you don't use them in a prudent way, people will avoid and say, no, I'm not. We are not going to engage this person.
That is true, Mpundiswami. So as we near the close, Mpundiswami, for today's discussion, what are the, some of strategies that can help individuals overcome regret and the guilt associated with past decisions? Because we sometimes do make decisions and then later on we are left with this regret there. How now do we deal with that? What strategies can we employ to help us with that?
Yeah, so to begin with, let me talk about issues of regrets. And we know when we talk about past decisions, those good things, we don't worry about them. And it's very rare to learn even from the, you know, the positive things that we have done. But the greatest source of our learning are the regrets, mistakes, and all those things that we have done, or the mistakes that we have done in the past. So when we talk about regret is, you know, something that can be defined as an aversive emotion, which focuses on the belief that some event from the past could have been changed in order to produce a more desirable result. You are talking about, you're looking in the past to say, no, I wish I didn't do that. I am like this because of that. I am like this. You know, yes, we could have done those wrong things in the past. But the best that we can do is not to regret, but to stand up and focus into the future. So how do we handle issues of regret? We can handle issues of regret by accepting even our past mistakes. Because past mistakes, they serve as lessons. I have already said that it is very rare to learn from the good things you did in the past. If you scored 100% in your exams, it will be very difficult for you to come back and say, what did I do? But when you scored the F, when you had the negatives, you had the zeros, you'll be able now to say, what did I do? Where did I go wrong? So for us to avoid regrets, we must be able to pick lessons from the mistakes that we have done in the past. Here are some of the tips that we must capitalize on. Number one, practice what we call self-acceptance. I am a human being. I make mistakes. I fail. And people define fail as the F-A-L-I-L. They say fail represents first action in learning. So if you failed, it does not mean you are a failure. Do not define yourself today based on that mistake you did in the past. You failed, but you can learn something. We have learned of people like Tungsten, who tried several times to give us these bulbs. He tried several times and it did not work. But the last, is it the 100th attempt when he succeeded, his statement, he said, I have learned that all these ways did not work except for one. So when you go back in the past, when you look at your failure, pick lessons from them. Do not crush yourself because of the mistakes you have done. So practice what we call self-acceptance. And then learn to forgive yourself. There are certain, you know, there are certain things where you become so guilty, you become, you know, you begin to discriminate yourself, and then you even want to kill yourself. Some people, they have gone ahead and committed suicide. Learn to forgive yourself.
Sure.
It is possible that you can make a mistake. Even when other people are not ready to forgive yourself,
yes.
Be ready to forgive yourself, and then go for what God has in store for you.
Amen.
God does not hold you on the past mistakes. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, not to condemn us for what we have done, but that as we come to him, he may give us an opportunity to be part and parcel of the kingdom of God.
Mm.
There were so many people, I can use, you know, biblical examples here.
Yes.
There are so many people who came to Jesus. And when they came to Jesus, Jesus always said, go, your sins have been forgiven.
Mm.
He gave them that second chance. Here is a woman who is caught in the act of adultery. She is brought before him and they're about to stone him. But Jesus gave her a chance.
Mm.
And when he asked her, where are they who pointed fingers on you? When there was no one, what did Jesus say? Go, Do not continue in what? In sin.
Yes.
So God does not just judge us based on what we have done.
Mm.
If we have committed mistakes in the past, even the Bible says that in the time of ignorance, God winked.
Mm.
So my brother and sister who is listening to this program, do not kill yourself. Learn to forgive yourself.
Mm.
There is a chance that God is giving us. There's a book I enjoy writing.
Mm.
No matter what happens, life is still beautiful.
Mm.
Whatever you did in the past, my friend, life is beautiful.
Yes.
Do not kill yourself. We want you to make a difference.
Mm.
Out of those mistakes, there is someone who will pick lessons. And there is someone actually who is influenced by what you are doing.
Mm.
So stand up. Check those mistakes out. Be someone that can embrace the future with boldness.
Mm.
And the last thing, apologize for the mistakes. Be
yes.
brave.
Yes.
Be brave to apologize. When you see that there's a mistake, just say, friends, I'm sorry.
Mm.
I am sorry. And you know, it is a simple word. It is a simple word. But as we say sorry, the heart becomes so, you know, it becomes so soothing. You feel, the burden is lifted. Even when people have not accepted my apology, as long as I have said it, it's something that makes me now to say, I think I am free from pain. I am free from emotional distress.
Mm.
I am a person that can look for a better future.
Mm.
I think, friends, let us learn to apologize. Let us learn to forgive ourselves, and indeed, do not kill yourself because of your past mistake. Practice self-acceptance. Accept yourself, and we all have a beautiful life to live.
Yes, yes. Mm. And the issue of forgiving oneself is quite important, Mpuntiswami, because that is what we deal with, we struggle with. Like, we can forgive everyone else, but not ourselves. So, Mpuntiswami, I'm going to ask that, can you please do offer a word of prayer based on the discussion we have had today for our listeners?
Thank you, thank you. Let's pray together. Gracious Father, eternal King in heaven, once again, we come before your throne. We are so thankful that you have allowed us to discuss this lesson about our past choices. All these points that we have discussed, Heavenly Father, we pray that may you help us to realize that you are God who wants good out of our lives. And we pray that as we face the future, may we look at past activities or actions that we took as something that we can learn from. May you help us to practice self-acceptance, to forgive ourselves on the mistakes that we have done, and indeed to apologize some mistakes that we know that need to be apologized. Heavenly Father, you who accept everyone, we pray that may you help us realize that when we commit mistakes, it is not the end of life, but we are able to approach it in a different way. I want to pray for people who are listening to this program, that you bless them in a very special way. May you help them to pick lessons from every action they took in the past, and that as they approach the future, they will approach it with a smile, focusing their energies on you, who is our ultimate guide. We want to thank you and praise your holy name. And this is our humble request. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Mpundisi, thank you so much. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.